Members of Congress are trying to again to chip away at the decades-old embargo against Cuba. Last week, lawmakers from both parties introduced a bill that would subject the trade embargo to annual review by Congress. But even as Congress went through their annual attempt to change U.S. policy, the Bush administration was making it still more difficult for Americans, including Cuban Americans, to travel to Cuba. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Josh Sharp is what some might call a victim of the Bush administration's new push to better enforce travel restrictions to Cuba.
We were planning to go down there to Cuba for the Havana Marathon and to take wheelchairs, sports wheelchairs, medical equipment and supplies, and doctors, therapists, and other disabled athletes to go and help the disabled people in Cuba establish disabled sports programs.
But just 12 hours before he was to go last fall, the U.S. government revoked the travel permit, questioning the mission of the trip. Sharp, who himself is in a wheelchair, tried to tell members of Congress he doesn't think the policy makes sense.
You know, this was a trip that I didn't have any ulterior motives to do other than to help people, and so these people could experience some of the joy that I've had from playing and being involved with wheelchair sports in the almost 10 years I've been disabled.
There were others who joined him in the rounds on Capitol Hill, including a Michigan couple facing a $15,000 fine for traveling to Cuba, a fine they, along with dozens of other Americans, are trying to fight in court. And there was Sylvia Wilhelm, a Cuban-American who's angry about President Bush's new plans to restrict travel for Cuban-Americans, allowing them to apply for a travel permit once every 3 years and only to visit immediate family.
I happen to have 3 cousins in Cuba that my husband and I personally have assisted for the last 10 years. According to these definitions, they're no longer part of my immediate family. According to these definitions, I can never put foot in Cuba again because I don't have either my father or my mother or my children or my grandparents. I have no family, and of course I have family.
Up to now, Cuban Americans have been allowed to go home once a year without any special permit. The new policy announced earlier this month is expected to go into effect this summer. The travel requests will have to go through the Office of Foreign Assets Control, a small part of the Treasury Department, which enforces sanctions on more than 24 countries and works on stopping terrorist financing. Anti-embargo groups say enforcing the Cuba travel ban is wasting vital resources, but Republican Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart dismisses such arguments. He's a Cuban-American who's pleased with the Bush administration's tough stand.
We shouldn't lose sight of the forest when we talk about the trees. What's the forest? Release the political prisoners and move towards free elections. That's why we have a policy. That is the objective of U.S. policy towards Cuba.
Diaz-Balart doesn't expect the latest congressional moves to ease the embargo to go anywhere. He says his constituents understand the need to keep U.S. dollars out of Cuba and maintain leverage against Fidel Castro's regime. Those who oppose the embargo point out that more recent Cuban immigrants might think otherwise once the new measures go into effect, severely limiting their ability to visit relatives at home. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.